Did we have a good afternoon? Did you get a good nap? No? Well, me either. Me either. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We'll have a word of prayer and then we'll get started. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this time together tonight. Lord, thank you for this morning. It was fabulous. Lord, you just are so awesome and so great. Thank you, Lord, for the best folks in the world right here. Lord, thank you for healing and doing great miracles today. Lord God, we just love you so much. Thank you, Lord, as we ask, as we assemble together tonight, that you say in your word, if two or three are gathered together in my name, there you are in the midst of them. So we thank you that you're here. We acknowledge you. And Lord God, we want you, your will to be done as we yield to you and to the Holy Spirit, the word of God. Father, we thank you that you do all things well. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for putting us in the greatest nation on the planet. Lord, thank you for the great things you're doing in this world, contrary to what the world may be saying. Lord God, we know you win. And Lord, we give you the praise for that. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody said amen.
Amen.
All right, we have any announcements to make? I hear tell there's a blood drive coming up. Not this Wednesday, but the next. There's a sign-up sheet out there. Margaret's already got her name on there, and somebody else beside me, Danny. So we need, I think it's about 13 or 14, 15 people they need. So sign up for that. It's from 5:30 to 7:30. You can put your name on there at the time you would like to come. And that's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's better to give the blood than to receive it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Did anybody else get one?
I think you're the only one.
That's what I thought.
Your blood was so special.
Special,
special. Sure. August the 7th. I feel like a kid again. I'm going to have to go. What grade am I in? I don't know. Anyway, thank you for being so generous with all that. And it'll be a great time for the kids. It's just hard to believe the school is back already. Hallelujah. Some of us got kids going to college. Yay. And all kinds of things. What now? Well, sure.
We will definitely be grilling and have snacks and things like that.
You may have a lot of kids back to school this year.
You better put an age limit on that.
Yeah. If you're over 35, you cannot come.
Oh, man.
Like Jethro Bodine. Failed the sixth grade six times. Anything else we need to announce? The T. Dina. Okay.
And I know that some people have put down to bring food, fruit and stuff, and some of them are not going to be able to be there, but we're going to be here in the fellowship hall, the Women of Faith Outreach, Friday by 2 o'clock we will be here. So if you put down to bring food, just bring it by and drop it off.
Okay.
That's good.
Friday.
Friday.
Well, you missed it. No. Mike. Would you Three Stooges there. Anyway. Okay, hallelujah. Well, let's have some music tonight. Father, we thank you for Lauren and Junior, Lord God, who's going to share a song with us tonight. Then Andy's going to have something up there. Lord God, it's been such a wonderful day. It's all days you give us are great. Lord, may we always be mindful of your overwhelming love, your lavish love and gifts toward us. Lord God, may we seek you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name.
This is the air I breathe.
Praise God. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Andy. Hallelujah. We have a special prayer need tonight. I just sense some urgency about this. Good friend and loved one, Jeff Pettigrew, Pettigrew Cabinets, if you know who that might be. They rushed him to the hospital. He was diagnosed with COVID. So Nancy came and delivered the message tonight. But I think I just sense some urgency about this. And we'll just see how God wants us to pray. Hallelujah. Okay. All of you that know Jeffrey and are connected to Jeffrey in some way, friendship, whatever, let's just come up here. The Lord just to make a ring of friends and loved ones. And if anyone wants to join, that's fine. But some of you know, I mean, he's close. Friends for a long, long time. Here comes Joy. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just scoot over a little bit so I can get in here. Hallelujah. Oh, sure. No, that's, are we all going to pray?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And the Bible says that the prayer of faith shall save the sick.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we're not going to pray a prayer of doubting,
no.
But a prayer of faith.
Yes.
A prayer of believing.
Yes.
Mark 11:24 says, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them.
Yes.
And it also says in Isaiah and in 1 Peter 2:24, by the stripes of Jesus, we were healed. So, Lord God, we stand on the word of God. Lord, we know your arm is not short. We know you're not deficient in your power and your strength and your healing ability. And, Lord, we know you said, I will. I am and I will. So, Lord God, we thank you that you are the great I am and you will do great and mighty things. Just ask in my name, and I will do it, says the word of God. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, if we join hands tonight, Lord, as a sign of agreement, your word says if just two will agree as touching anything of our Father which is in heaven, he will do it. So, Lord God, I know that Jeffrey loves you. You love him. And, Lord God, we know that sickness is not of you. And, Lord, we just thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, that's above COVID, that's above symptoms and sickness. Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus that, Lord God, you bring healing, a power, a victorious manifestation of your glory into his body, into his presence now in Jesus' name.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Now, Father, comfort the family. Comfort Jeffrey. Cause this will not be a long-term thing. Lord God, bring quick deliverance. And we give you praise for this, Lord. I sense the urgency. I sense the urgency. Lord, draw him out. Pick him up and build him up in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the stripes on Jesus' back. And Lord God, I thank you that Jesus, you ever lived to make intercession for us. You're praying for him. And Lord God, we thank you for that. But Lord God, it also says to come to your throne of grace to find help in time of need. Jeffrey needs help tonight. And Lord God, we thank you that you're easily touched by the feelings of our infirmities. Lord God, we ask tonight to do great and mighty things. And we give you praise, honor, and glory for good report. Lord, skill, doctor, skill and wisdom to the doctors and all the treatment, Lord God, that he'll receive. Thank you for that. And Lord God, you are the source. You're the vine. We pray that fruit will manifest in Jeffrey's life tonight, that he'll be whole and well in Jesus' mighty name. Now, Father, I lift that up for all of us.
Yes, God.
Lord, we all have friends, loved ones that need prayer. We had prayer this afternoon. We pray for a lot of things and a lot of people. But, Lord God, tonight, Lord, we don't want to miss anyone. Lord, heal us all. Help us all. Deliver us all. And we give you praise for all this in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, I pray that the church, the universal church, will wake up. Remove the blinders. Hear the truth. Just read the word of God for what it is and stand on it. And Lord God, we do that thank tonight you, in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. And everybody said, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank
amen.
You,
amen.
Amen. Praise God. Give the Lord a hand clap for healing. He healed this morning. He's healing tonight. Amen. There's my buddy Cash back there. How you doing, man? Cool. All right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everybody doing good? Everybody breathing? All right. Do what? You're cold in here? Let's go outside. You want to go outside? We'll warm it up. Let's warm it up to at least 70. Put on 71. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man, I tell you what, it's great to... We're not a cold church except the thermostats. But anyway. You can warm up outside. There's 107 out there, I think, heat index. All right. Hallelujah. Lord, where you have us to start tonight? Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the Garden of Gethsemane, the Lord prayed. He prayed that this cup would pass. But then he said, Lord, nevertheless, your will be done. Your will be done. Lord, we pray that prayer tonight. And your will to be done was for Jesus to take our place, to suffer all the pain, all the penalty of death, all the curse of the law. He knew what was coming, but he did it anyway. Lord, may we be courageous in our Christian walk and our journey, that we too, Lord God, would stand in the gap for others. The Word tells us that there's not a greater love than one lay down their life for another. Sacrificial love. To give their time. To give their strength and their energies. Lord, we do pray tonight for a world that is hurting and dying and don't even know it. Lord God, we pray that the light would shine in dark places tonight. That you would draw them out, Lord God. And as I read in Acts this afternoon, that Jesus added to the church daily. He added them. Holy Spirit, draw these people as you drew us into your presence through prayer and the preaching of the word. Lord God, you did it for us. You can do it for them as well. We pray, Lord, for all men to be saved. That is your perfect and supreme will. So Lord, we stand with an agreement with you tonight. And Lord, if you're able to do that, but we have to make a decision. We join in agreement with you, Lord God, that men will be saved tonight around this world. More will be coming to the kingdom. And Lord God, we celebrate that great harvest that's here now at the end of times. And Lord, we give you praise for it. In Jesus' mighty name. But Lord, as you were in the garden, you prayed three times. And you came back and you checked on three of the disciples. And they were asleep. Lord, we do not want to sleep what we've been called to do. Help us, Lord God, to stay awake. Help us to be strengthened. Help us to be on fire for you. Help us to desire you just like the air that we breathe. Lord, without oxygen, we could not breathe. Without you, we cannot live. Help us to understand that, Lord, that you truly are our source of all life, all forgiveness, all love, and all power, and all faith. You are faithful. faithful to your word, to watch over it, to perform it. We stand in awe of you. We stand in awe of who you are, what you can do, your power. But Lord, I stand in awe of you tonight because you asked us to participate with you, that you want us to be your hands and your feet. I stand in awe of that. So Lord, we're here tonight reporting for duty. We're here tonight, Lord God, because we want to recognize and exalt you and declare that you are the vine. We're just the branches. But branches are important because that's where the fruit is. But Lord, we have to have each other. Without you, you need us and we need you. Thank you for the covenant blessings that you'll never, ever turn against us. Because we have covenant with you. But Lord, help us not to turn against you. May we make that decision, Lord God, to live with you forever and for you. And Lord, we are so mindful of that night in the Garden of Gethsemane. The great drops of sweat and blood. The agony and the pain. But the decision was made. The time was here. And Jesus said, it is time. Let us go. Well, Lord, it's time that the church arise around this world. It is time that our walk will speak louder than our words. It is time that our vision will be bigger than what we could ever think about. Lord, increase our understanding, increase our vision. Let us understand the significance of all things that you are and have done for us and will do. Lord God, may we see, Lord God, who we are in you. May we see, Lord God, glimpses of heaven. May we see, Lord God, glimpses of you on earth. May we see glimpses of you, Lord God, moving and shaking and doing great things on the earth, moving kings and nations and governments. Lord God, I'm asking you tonight to rule supreme in men's hearts everywhere, that there will truly be peace on earth and goodwill toward men. Lord God, bring man back to its senses. In this world, we give you praise for this tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, may we move in power as your body, in strength and wisdom. May we move, Lord, with purpose. May we be always about the Father's business. You are great and greatly to be served. Amen. Can we go back to John chapter 15, please? Talking about the fruit of the vine. I gave my apple away, so I've lost my prop. But that's okay. Hallelujah. John 15, and let's begin reading. I tell you what let's do. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 12, verse 14. This will give us some understanding. We read most of what we needed to talk about this morning, because that whole chapter, chapter 15, is an awesome, awesome chapter. We need to always read that and read all of it. But let's just, because we talked about the fruit of the vine, and we're connected to the fruit of the vine, and the vine, you know, hey, the fruit's going to show up in the branches, and we're branches, okay? Look at your neighbor and say, you look pretty fruity. That's a good thing. Yeah, that's a good thing. Okay, Proverbs, Karen, chapter 12, verse 14. You've been called fruity lately, have you? Hallelujah. Okay. talked about in John 15, we read this morning, the fruit, that we would bear fruit. And just quickly, what is the definition of fruit? What the Greek definition for fruit? What was it?
Fruit.
I was so overwhelmed when I read that. But going back to the Old Testament and the Greek, the word fruit here means reward. I like that better. And, of course, fruit is what it produces, and it's good, and this and that, and reproduction and all that stuff because of the seed in it. A man shall be satisfied with good by, here comes the answer. Are you ready? All the money you could ever have. All the fish you could ever eat. All the chocolate you could ever eat. Getting closer, aren't we? A man shall be satisfied. Let me say satisfied. Glory to God, satisfied. Satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth. Whoa, we're going back just quickly. We just reverse right back to James chapter 3. This little unruly member under our nose called the tongue. No man can tame it. Amen. But the Holy Spirit can. He'll change you. That tongue of mine and yours sets the course of nature in motion. You read that now. It's in the Bible. And I've heard a lot of people say, I am today exactly what I've said. All the words I've said for my whole life. But anyway, let's change our vocabulary. Let's change our words, not of the way of the world or the natural thing, but let's change to what God says. It's truth. Amen? And the truth you know will do what? Set you free. All right. A man shall be satisfied, or woman, or boy, or girl. Ever say, I'm going to be satisfied. Can't get no satisfaction. And what Rolling Stone said, but what do they know? God knows more than they do. And aren't you glad about that? A man shall be satisfied with the fruit of his lips. So I need to watch what I say. You ever said something and you want to go put the words back in before they got to those precious ears that are about to hear it, you know? By the fruit of his mouth. James even says in chapter 3 that a perfect man does not offend with words. And there's only one perfect man. His name is Jesus. But we have his spirit. So we got to foot up on the world, and we can do much better. We have the Word of God written here. It lives in our heart as well. Good by the fruit of his... I mean, you want to live good. Yes. By the fruit of... Change your vocabulary. Whoa, I'm going to buy this CD. Amen. Can I get this? I listen to it on podcast, can't I? Glory to God. The recompense of a man's hand shall be rendered unto him. So, what you set your hands to, you're going to reap. But we want to glean out of this is the reward of your mouth. The fruit of your mouth will bring goodness. If it brings goodness, it can also bring badness. But if we speak God's word out of the meditation of our heart and the words of our mouth. I mean, I was raised Methodist. We said that every week. The meditation of your heart and the words of your mouth. It's in the Bible. Amen. All right, so we see here, I can be satisfied of that. We can be satisfied, what? By watching our words. Okay, let's go to Proverbs chapter 13, verse 2. A man shall eat good. I like eating good. It's better than eating bad, isn't it? Boy, y'all too quiet. The sooner you say amen, the sooner we get out. A man shall eat good by the, what? Fruit of his mouth. Well, I just don't know how I'm going to make it tomorrow. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what's going to happen in this world. I don't know. I don't, Y'all ever hear that? Yeah. You ever hear yourself say that?
No.
So we got to quit that. Because we have something very obvious, very different to say. And it is God's word, which God's word will not return void. But if you'll launch it out there with faith, it shall not return void. But it will It will accomplish what you sent it to do. But those empty, idle words that we rattle off all the time is negative, and the devil takes it, and he does his little dirty work with it. Amen. That was a good sermon right there in about 30 seconds. A man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of the transgressor shall eat violence. Are we reading the Bible? I wish I hadn't come tonight. I got to repent. I got to watch what I say. If we want to eat the good of life and the blessings of God, we're going to have to start speaking the blessings of God. Amen? We can start by just praising God. That's a good place to start. Just always saying, praise God. You hit your thumb with a hammer, what are you going to say? Praise God! I didn't knock myself out. I didn't fall off the ladder. I didn't break my leg. Didn't break my hip. Praise God! So just start praising God in the good times and the bad times. Amen. Let not your heart be troubled. He's got everything. Amen. It'll heal. It'll heal. Okay, now let's go to one that's going to just be the granddaddy of them all. Proverbs 18:21. I tell you what, the fruit of the vine. Did y'all enjoy my little illustration this morning?
Yeah, that was so
cool. I'm telling you, God, I'll have to give credit to Ann for that. She said these, she clipped those off. She said, you know, they're all going to die. They're just going to, because I was separated from the vine. I said, the Lord said, that's it for tomorrow. And I already had some good reports from people that were here that needed to hear that message. Now, that's how good the Holy Spirit is. Now, what if, and I'm not throwing any rocks, not making any, it's okay. But what if I had prepared this message, you know, 6 weeks ago, and I'm sticking to my platform, you know, we're going to do this, or Hare Lip Bear Creek, you know. But it's always, I think it's best just do what the Holy Spirit wants to have done.
Amen.
He knows more than I could ever imagine. He knows what everybody in this room tonight needs to hear. Sunday mornings, visitors, whatever, he knows exactly what they need to hear. So who am I to say, well, I know what I'm going to preach on. Well, just get ready. Let the Holy Spirit lead you.
You know what, Jimmy, God, I think you did that. Because you immediately said, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, when you're going through some things that you're standing on, you think, God, where are you? And you know, he doesn't move.
Right. Well, thank you. You spoke it. The Holy Spirit spoke that through you and then quickened me to it. So then today we just shared a very simple message about the vine. Sometimes I think I'm the vine. Y'all ever think you're the vine? You know where you are then? Trouble. You're in big trouble and you think you're the cause of your great accomplishments. Okay, let's read on here. This is the granddaddy of them all. Death and life. Now, it's not anything much more serious than that, correct? Death and life are where? In the power of the tongue. Now, there's just three, and there's all kind of scriptures concerning this thing. So we really need to watch what we say, don't you think? Well, what do I say? You know, we need to know that. Then you just can't shut up and never say anything ever again. You just say the word of God, the best of your ability. Say, well, and no, it's okay, y'all. It's okay. Especially for all those preachers in tonight, we need to hear this. It's okay to say, I don't know. It's okay. Because no man knows everything. Amen. Boy, I tell you, amen's pretty weak there. We won't come on down and pray for repentance. We don't know it all, do we? No. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. The reward of, we're going to say life.
Yeah.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Wow. So what you say does matter. What you say can destroy a person. What you say can encourage a person.
Amen.
Encourage them to go to the next level. Coach them up. You know, I don't, there's not many coaches, they might used to do it this way, but you can do this. What was that movie? The Giants? That Christian movie about facing the Giants? And you know that good player that the coach had, and he put the other player on his back, and he told him to close his eyes. He said, "Coach, I can't do that. And he had this other boy lay on to get on his back, and then he was going to make him just bear crawl or whatever. We used to have to do those kind of things for 10 yards or 20 yards, you know. And he, "I can't do that, Coach. I can't do that." He said, "Shut your eyes and start now," and blew the whistle. And he kept what? What did the coach say? "You can't do it. You can't do it. You better quit." He didn't say that. He said, "You can do this.
Right.
Keep going. Keep going." He went 100 yards because he was encouraged and he knew that he could do it. Somebody kept reinforcing that power in him, that faith in him. He can do this. He had the strength all the time. But he told himself he couldn't do it. Look at your neighbor and say, "You can do it." Say this out loud.
You can do
all things through Christ who strengthens you. He's already done it. Glory be to God. He's got us on his back. Think about it. He's already done that on the cross. Paying the price of hell, death, and the grave. Boom. So, life and death. And what? Boy. I thought it would be something a lot more difficult to understand than that. But what about the tongue? What about the words we say? Jesus said something very significant. He said, "Out of words are not good." He said, "Do this. Say yes or no." But we just can't help ourselves, can we? Hands just got to get that last word in. And I, no, but then I get to, I always get the last word in. I say, "Yes, ma'am." That's always the last word. Isn't that true? Now, if you guys haven't figured that out, I'm giving you a big hint tonight. This is worth paying here. I could $5 to just let you know that. Hallelujah. Just say, "Yes, ma'am." Boom, case closed. I'm preaching good, Lynn. I'm glad Melody's not here tonight. She'd be on you. Amen. Yes. Death and life in the power of the tongue. Well, I just don't know what we're going to do. This old world. Yeah, that's right. This old world. But there's a new one on the way. In fact, it already lives in me. It already lives in you. Begin to rehearse the things. See yourself in heaven the best you can. See yourself doing great things on the earth for God. He said, "You can do these things. You're more than a conqueror. I've called you to do things. You have a purpose in your life, and God put it in there." We ought to at least investigate. Danny, say amen, please. Praise God. It's getting a little weak over here. We ought to at least investigate what the purpose is. Well, you know, my four, no more. We don't want many in our church. Right, Jerry? We're going to fire Jerry. You got us up to 200. We want a small group. What's wrong with that picture? Good grief. So Jerry said, "Okay, adios. We're going to go somewhere else." But anyway, do you know how many people you run to the Lord? 600 people.
Praise God.
Yeah. Preached for years and years in churches, and then he preaches in Walmart now. And he's got a worldwide ministry.
Yes.
worldwide. But guess what? So did we. But we got to watch what we say. If you want to eat good of life, if you want to live here, it's all in the power of the tongue. So, this don't ever go over good when you preach. But it is true. And it just doesn't get said enough because our flesh just wants to revert back to, God, I'm so tired tomorrow, Monday. I hate Mondays. What's wrong with this? You're going to reap what you sow. What you say is what you get. And when you say it, you own it. Now, if you tell somebody, that's the ugliest baby I ever saw, you own that. And she's not going to let you forever forget it. If you don't think that's true, all of us that got married, during the ceremony, we all said, I do. And guess what? We owned it. We went home together. And boy, if I'd have known then what I know now. We'd have got married quicker. Boom. I live by the power of the word. Death was... You just need to be quiet. You just need to be quiet. It's Jay's birthday tomorrow. Don't ask Ann any questions how old he is. It took 50 years, but we're glad you got it figured out. Amen. Glory to God. We're having way too much fun. But it's good when you can laugh at yourself. And I guarantee you crack God up pretty often. We often. He looks at me and goes, And I know Jesus did that with the 12. Don't you? I just know he did. They're asleep. He's in the Garden of Gethsemane. He's got his main three. Who were they? Peter, James, and John. Jesus loves us all the same. But he has those inner circles that, I don't know, it's just whatever. That's the three he chose, Peter, James, and John. And my goodness, if they went to sleep, wonder what the other nine were doing. They might have gone to Walmart or something. I don't know where they were. Wow. I mean, the three main ones are asleep. Three times he said, what are y'all doing? Sleep on. I'll take care of this. That's what he's telling us tonight. I got this. But get with me and walk with me. You see, his spirit is within us. We have that ability. We have the knowledge of the word. Now, I don't, as much as you might think this, I don't know everything in the Bible. Now, Lynn Morgan has got everything figured out.
And he's humble.
And Lynn said he knows the answer to all the questions. And he says, since I know the answer to all the questions in the world, nobody asks me anymore. And we said, yeah, and you're still real humble about it too, Lynn. Lynn, I pick on you way too much. But as Walt Van Zandt says, you're a big target for it anyway. Wow, y'all are the best. Love you guys so much. So let's do better with our tongues. Let's speak God's word. And it will. It will do what it's sent to do. We got to keep our faith on it and just let God do it. Let God do it. Amen? Speak to the mountain. Be thou removed. Be thou cast into the sea. A mountain is anything that's keeping you from seeing God. Well, I keep looking. It's not moving. Well, just perhaps your faith started working on the back side of that thing and you can't see it. Nevertheless, it's going to move. Everybody say it's going to move. All right? Hallelujah. Well, we learned anything tonight?
Yes.
I did. Glory to God. Father, thank you for the best people in the whole wide world right here. Lord God, they are more than conquerors. We're world overcomers. Lord God, we win, we declare it, we receive it. And I thank you, Lord God, that faith outreach is doing what you're what we're supposed to do. And Lord, every seat's filled and everyone's full of the Holy Spirit. Yes. Lord, we will accomplish our purpose on planet Earth. In Jesus' name, everybody said amen. Be sure and tell somebody, love them before you go.